Hello, it's Julie Stanford again, and this is the 10th in my series of 20 essential business startup tips. Now we're going to look at perfect pricing. How do you choose the right price for your product or service? The price of your product or service must contain three elements. One, the cost to produce it. Two, the cost of the time and people to get it to your customer. And three, your profit margin. The first two are reasonably easy to work out. However, remember to take into account that some costs may change. Allow some leeway for these in your calculations. For example, if you're working from home, you might need to move to bigger premises at some point and take on staff as your business grows. And once your business grows, you might have to pay somebody to do some of the jobs that you did yourself at the start. Just bear that in mind. However, the third element, your profit, isn't quite so simple. New businesses often underprice their products or services. In fact, in my experience, they almost always underprice their products or services. This is often because they lack self-confidence and don't understand their markets well enough. Many new businesses calculate their prices using one of these two pricing methods. One, they look at the costs, then they add on a margin that gives them a certain amount to live on. Or two, they try to get a foot in the door by selling their product or service at a lower price than the competition. Now, of course, it's important to know what your costs are and to be aware of the prices charged by your competitors. But the big problem with these two pricing methods is that they don't take your customers into account. Your price sends out very strong messages to your customers and affects the way they view the quality of your product or service. A much better method of pricing is to decide first where there's a gap in the market. You can then design your product or service in such a way that fills the gap. For example, a newly qualified sports and holistic masseur has to decide what to charge for each of his treatments. He could work from home to save costs and thus offer massage treatments more cheaply than his competitors in the area, who all work from premises. However, he knows that if he does so, people might perceive his service as somehow inferior. So, our masseur decides instead to rent a room at the local leisure centre, charge a price just above those of the local competitors, and specialise in sports massage. He spends some of the extra profit on making his leaflets a bit glossier and his towels just that bit fluffier than he could have afforded otherwise. His customers are willing to pay more because they can see that every aspect of what he's offering is of consistently higher quality than the competition. Please don't fall into the trap of underpricing and undervaluing what you're selling. The better way, if you find that your customers are not buying because they think your prices are too high, is to add something extra to what you're offering. It's even better if you can make that something extra, something that's relatively easy for you to deliver, but that your customers really want and are very happy to pay for. In that way, everyone gains. You make a fair profit, and your customer is happy with what you're selling. I'm Julie Stanford, and this has been tip number 10, halfway through in the 20 Essential Business Tips. And I hope that your business is going really well. Thanks for listening.